We are almost there at April. Which means that this is episode 4 out of 6 in our series about Earth Day. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Vic the Random. Today, we are continuing on our series where the episode number follows a secret pattern. I bet you thought that the next episode in this series would be episode number 30, you know, 15, 20, 25, and then 30. But no, that would make guessing for when this episode is way too easy. You gotta use your heads. In this series on Earth Day, we talk about facts about planet Earth. Because even though today is an Earth Day, I hope that by the time it is Earth Day, you will know all the facts about it. If you haven't listened to the previous parts of this series, please do so now because you will be missing out on a lot. Hello and welcome to the Random Fact Generator. This random fact has something to do with Lunar New Year. Yes, there's a reason why I'm playing classical Chinese music in the background. Because today is Lunar New Year. Lunar New Year, also known as Chinese New Year or the Spring Festival, is very just traditionally celebrated, which marks the beginning of a new year in the lunar calendar. But you might be wondering, what the heck is a lunar calendar? Well, we use the Gregorian calendar, which is January, February, March, and April, and the Gregorian calendar follows the sun. The lunar new year, rather than following the sun, follows the moon. So, this holiday is very cultural and spiritual. Because on lunar new year, people clean their houses to sweep away bad luck, make offerings to ancestors, and decorate their houses heavily. It's very cultural and very spiritual. Plus, every lunar new year has an animal. There are 12 animals which they cycle around. So this year is the year of the dragon, and next year will be the year of the snake. Last year will be the year of the rabbit. We'll devote some time next episode to Lunar New Year and telling this story about why the animals became the animals that they were. Yes, there's a really interesting story about that. Anyways. Episode. We left out on the Himalayas. We finished on the Himalayas, which is the longest mountain range of the largest continent. Today, we'll resume on in Asia, but instead of the Himalayas, we'll move to the northeast Siberian taiga of Asia. So, but what is a taiga? A taiga is like a forest, only slightly like a grassland as well. A taiga is also very, very cold. This taiga is mainly in Siberia and is also known as the Sleeping Land or the Land of Little Sticks. It is cold, dry, and very, very natural and wild over there. Animals such as the Eastern Siberian brown bear, the ermine, which is like an otter-like animal, the Arctic hare, the lynx, the reindeer, and the great gray owl live here. The biggest benefit of this area is that it absorbs a lot of carbon. This is known as a carbon sink. This place is also very, very cold, so part of the foil of the soil is actually frozen. It is like frozen like ice. But anyways, the reason why I bring this up is because there is a crater in the taiga, which is called the Batagaika Crater. And this crater is formed when the permafrost melts. So the permafrost, which is frozen soil, when it melts, it created this crater. And in fact, in ancient folklore, it's considered to be a gateway to the underworld. Especially since there are weird noises coming out of it. But anyways, you'd think that such a pristine land like this have no threats. Has like, you know, nobody's touched it. It has no threats. But in fact, global warming is something that is felt anywhere, even though it's something where global warming isn't actually produced. So burning coal in, I don't know, America causes global warming, which affects the taiga. It's a connected world. So this global warming is causing the permafrost to melt, which causes the permafrost to melt and release greenhouse gases, which in turn warm up the world even more. Next up, we have the Indochina mangrove forests. As the name suggests, the Indochina mangrove forests are in India and China. These mangrove forests are also a little bit different from the mangrove forests of the Floridian swamp. Animals that live here are the saltwater crocodile, the spot-billed pelican, the diger, the sea mong, a monkey, the storm stork, a bird, and the apex predator, the tiger. The Indochina mangroves are really, really helpful because they help provide and protect the coasts from storms that occur a lot. It helps with erosion and flooding. Sadly, however, lots of people think that these mangrove forests are very, very useless and get them down. Alright, next up we have the Mongolian steppes. These are basically grasslands. Not steppes, grasslands. And while grasslands around the world are shrinking, wildlife here seems to be thriving. There is animals such as the cinereous vulture, a scavenger, the white-tailed gazelle, and the raccoon dog. Okay, so I know this place, I said, is very pristine and untouched, but in fact, it kinda isn't. It's one of the most untouched grassland, but it's still touched. Kashmir is sort of like a wool that comes from goats, and goats like to graze on grass. They eat grass. However, goats graze on the grassland, which causes overgrazing. Especially since these grasses aren't designed to be growing very fast. And in fact, these goats, rather than just nibbling on the top of the grass so that the grass can eventually grow back, the goats actually pluck the entire grass, the grass and the root, out of the ground, which means that it kind of can't grow back. However, some of the biggest benefits of this grassland is that this is one of the largest intact grasslands in the world, and this grassland supports the entire country. The Mongolian economy is based on this production of meat, wool, and cashmere that these animals graze on. The national government enforces restrictions on hunting and promotes the preservation of natural traditional land steward techniques, which helps to keep the grasslands intact and plentiful. But as we just said, it's kind of hard. So yeah. And that is Asia, the largest continent on the world. Now, Asia is the largest continent in the world, but what could possibly be the second largest continent in the world? Well, that is after the break. You probably saw that coming. Hello everybody and welcome to the Random Fact Generator! Yes! There's another Random Fact Generator. Today's Random Fact is... Did you know that once all of the continents in the world were actually one? Yes! They were all merged together into one continent. Then the tectonic plates moved and they became different countries. We'll talk about how that works in the next episode. Yes, you got another free sneak peek. Anyways, we can tell which continents used to be where using the plants and animals that once lived there. For example, if you look at the right, or the east side of South America, and the west side of Africa, they really seem to join up, they really seem to match. Not only that, but we have proof that South America and Africa used to be conjoined. Because the fossils that have been found on the east side of South America and the west side of Africa match up, which means that the same animals once lived in both of those areas. Meaning that the two continents were once one. Wow. So, we learned about the lungs of the world earlier, but what about the lungs of Africa? Africa is the second longest country in the world, if you haven't noticed that already. So, the lungs of Africa is known as the Congo Rainforest. It starts from the center of Africa and stretches all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, covering 6 countries. Animals that live here are the gorilla, the chimpanzee, the elephant, the okapi, the leopard, and the Congo peafowl, which is a bird. A random fact about the Congo Rainforest, there are lots of random facts in this episode, is that elephants create pathways through the forest due to their large feet and their stomping. Sadly, however, poaching is the greatest threat here. Forest animals can be pushed to the brink of extinction because of poaching, which is basically just killing animals and stuffing them and selling them. And yes, the Congo is also a forest, so it faces heavy deforestation. However, the Congo actually is home to over 75 million people whose economy depends on its ecosystem. Plus, the dense trees help to regulate the oxygen and the weather and add a lot of oxygen to the Earth's surface. That's where it gets its name, the lungs of Africa. Also, this rainforest has animals here that aren't anywhere else, such as the bonobo apes and gorillas. This next ecosystem is a place which was once a forest. The Sahara Desert. Yes, the Sahara Desert. And actually, before we start with this ecosystem, it's just a quick quiz, because so far we've learned about two ecosystems that have once been a forest. The Sahara Desert, and one more. Here's a hint. It was in our section about Europe. But yes, now, the desert is once a forest, and now it's filled with sand, camels, the dung beetle, the death stalker scorpion, yikes, and the monitor lizard, the Saharan horned viper, and the fennec fox. Most of these animals burrow underground during the very hot daytime and come out during the night, when not only is there no sun that pounds on your back, but also where it's just cooler. One of the coolest parts about the Sahara is that it has rich minerals in it, which are mined and exported all over the world. However, these minerals are blown across the ocean to South America, which helps fertilize the Amazon rainforest. Also, a plant named the Rose of Jericho can look dead for years and years until it finds water. Then it can open up, become green and alive, before finally wilting again. Oh, and if you're wondering how the Sahara Desert turned from a, forest into a desert, well, that's because there was a small change in the tilt of the Earth's axis over 6,000 years ago, which raised the temperature and quickly dried out and removed the rain from the area. Thus, a desert formed. Anyways, next up after the Sahara Desert is the African savanna. Yes, savanna, Sahara, Sahara, savanna. They sound very similar. But the African savanna is actually a sort of less deserty area. It is a grassland. Animals that live here are the elephants and giraffes, wildebeest, cheetahs, and the apex predator, the lion. Lion King. Before this, actually, I did not know that wildebeest was spelled W-I-L-D-B-E-E-S-T. Not B-E-A-S-T, beast, but B-E-E-S-T, beast. The elephants in the African savanna, once again, have very sensitive feet. So sensitive that they can feel vibrations in the ground. This actually comes in a lot of help, because when one elephant senses danger, it stomps the ground to let other elephants know where the danger is, and to make the other elephants go away from the danger. The biggest benefit of the African savanna, not the African Sahara, but the African savanna, is that there are a lot of animals here. There are so many animals here. And you might be wondering, okay, so there are a lot of animals, what do they do? Well, these animals have a lot of poop. And all this poop fertilizes the soil, which causes grasslands with a lot of nutrients. Sadly, however, poaching, similar to in the Congo rainforest, also threatens this ecosystem. But yes, that is all we have for today. And see you in the next episode in this series, which hopefully, if you can find the pattern, you can guess what the next episode is and when it is. I'll give you a hint. You need to use multiplication and addition. Possibly some subtraction and division. Or am I just joking? Or is that actually true? Credits! This episode was created and directed by Vikram Devru. I wrote the script, I voiced the script, and I also got all the information necessary. I also made the music on GarageBand, and I make my cover art on Canva. My intro music and this ending music is I just used from Live Loops because I heard these clips and, well, it really struck me and I just wanted to use it. Normally, I record my own loops and loop them over and over, so these two are the only two times that I've actually, you know, used the GarageBand pre-recorded loops. But yeah. If you are still here, you might be wondering, what is the other ecosystem? Apart from the African Sahara, the Sahara Desert, that once was a forest. Well, if you flip on the page, flipping on my book here, all the way back to something known as the English Moorlands. Well, then my good sir, you will have found the other ecosystem that once was also a forest. But yes. Thank you for listening. Remember, you heard it here, the British Moorlands. Goodbye. Still listening? Well, boy oh boy, do I have a trick for you. You may have noticed that in the episode, I said that we would be talking about Lunar New Year next episode, and something about the tectonic plates next episode. But how is that possible? I can talk about two things in one episode. Well, actually, I can. And we're going to be doing a two-part episode next episode. So we're going to be doing a first half about Chinese New Year, and a second half about tectonic plates. Now, I'm not sure at all what to call this episode. So, if you are listening to the very, very end, I want you to tell me what to name the next episode. Whatever you say, I will choose it. If there are multiple submissions, well, I will choose the one that I like the best and shout out the rest of the people who commented. You can email me at deceitvestry05@icloud.com. I will leave a link to my email in the description. So, see you next episode, which you might just name. See you, stay tuned, and see you next week. Goodbye.